Monday, National Nap Day.
Go ahead, Wendy. Take a nap. You'll feel so much better. You'll feel so refreshed.
Are you a napper?
Take a nap.
I don't see you as a napper.
I enjoy a nap.
You nap? Do you nap with your shoes on?
No, I take my shoes off for a nap.
Do you nap in your bed?
Yeah. That's the best place to nap.
Do you nap anywhere other than your bed?
No, I can't. Like, you know that stereotype of a guy who falls asleep on the couch? I never fall asleep anywhere but on my bed. I can't sleep.
You are a
I cannot sleep on a couch. I don't know how anyone can. It's uncomfortable.
What
the
do you
bed
mean?
Is the perfect place for a sleep or a nap.
Cuddling on the couch with a blankie?
No. I can do that, but not the falling asleep part, because the whole time as I'm dozing off, I go, my room is right there. Just up the stairs and to the left. It's right there. Why wouldn't I, make the 10-second trip up there and then have a whole bed?
Because beds are for sleeping at night.
Oh.
Naps are something you should sneak in.
Oh.
So it's either a couch or a recliner.
Oh.
Can you sleep on a recliner?
No. I can't really, like in a car, I can't sleep in a car.
Airplane?
Airplane probably, no. Not really. I can close my eyes and relax, but I can't sleep in there.
I don't see you as a napper. You are always like, you're like a little bushy-tailed squirrel.
Yeah, I am. I'm like a bushy-tailed
you're
squirrel.
You're always looking for a nut.
Other bushy-tailed squirrels have talked to me. They've come up to me and asked me questions. I'm like, I'm a guy. I'm not a bushy-tailed squirrel. Why would you ask me that? Stupid acorn question. I don't have time for that. But I do enjoy one.
You're always up, alert, looking for the next nut.
Got to find another nut. But when I'm napping, I'm dreaming about the nut. I'm like, where's the nut?
Like my dog when he dreams and his arms move and he kind of...
What do you think the dog dream is?
He is dreaming about chasing a rabbit in the backyard.
Is he?
Know for a fact. Yeah, because his legs
and it's the same
are
every,
moving.
Almost every day?
If you're a dog, what else do you dream about? A bigger milk bone?
Well, I always think that about babies. I've seen babies have nightmares. And then I think to myself, what would be a baby nightmare? What could happen to a, like, what would a baby conjure
Bottle's
up
empty.
As? Oh, maybe. But did you ever see, like, a baby just, like, fidgeting and just moving their hands around? Like, it looks like a giant wasp is about to sting them or something. They're moving their hands around.
Their nervous system
is... Hey, baby, wake up. You can't have a nightmare. You're a baby.
They're just forming their nervous system and their reactions. You can't blame a baby for looking...
I don't blame them. I just...
Like a wasp is coming around.
Zzz, and then I make a wasp noise. I come up there.
That's what they're afraid of. All right, I love to nap, and I get about 6 hours a night, which is not enough for me of nighttime sleep in my bed with no shoes on.
Right.
We've learned on 7:20 a.m. that Bill doesn't take his shoes off when he's hanging out in the house. He just takes his shoes off when he's going to bed or take a shower.
What if there's an emergency
and
I have to run somewhere very, very fast? What if there's so many things that could happen where you go, oh, where are my shoes? I'm in panic mode, but where are my shoes? It makes it even worse. If they're on, I can run away. You know, if I need to. What if lightning strikes the house and everybody out? I don't have shoes on.
Now, just to show how weird life is, Bill lives with three women. I live with three men.
And my wife is furious, by the way.
Do either of your two daughters or wife wear slippers?
Oh.
Do they walk around barefoot? Are they in stocking feet?
Or are they
fully shoed?
I think
as
it's
well?
An amalgam of everything you just mentioned.
I bet it's not. I can't see. Anyone who wears shoes like the whole night in their house until they go to bed shows me they're not comfortable in their
own
house.
I'm so comfortable. I wear tennis shoes like 98% of the time. I hardly wear anything other, and they're they're always comfortable.
I know, but there's.
And if somebody challenges me to a game of pickup basketball, I'm ready. I'm starting to cry. I'm going to take a nap. Can I thank somebody really quickly?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You should have done it on the other part of it.
I'm going to do it tomorrow. I should have done it on the other part of the show.
Although we talked about it here, did we not?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
On the stream. See, there are some bonuses to the bonus hour. 312-235-2525.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe this listener will call.
I need to thank somebody, and I don't know who you are, but last week, I don't
anonymous?
Remember how... Yeah, it's an anonymous listener. And if I was a listener to the show, that's the designation I would choose also. We somehow started talking about popcorn, and that talk became kettle corn and how I think kettle corn is better and that I usually avoid things with salt at all costs. But there's a specific kind of kettle corn that has changed my life. It is so delicious. I just love it. And it's either called Chicka Boom or Boom Chicka Pop, or it's some variation on that.
You
Does that
gotta
sound right?
find out to, especially in your thank you note.
Yeah, I gotta send a thank. I'm gonna send a thank you note to everybody because I don't know who sent me this. Somebody,
it's Boom Chicka Pop.
It's
Boom Chicka Pop.
Angie's Boom Chicka Pop.
Right. So they have about a dozen different varieties. They have regular popcorn. They have cheddar corn. They have kettle corn regular. They have kettle corn light. They have peanut butter and chocolate drizzled kettle corn. They've got all these incredible flavors. I like the kettle corn one by far the most. So some listener, and they didn't even sign their name to it, they said, hey, Bill, thanks. I love this stuff, too. And they sent me a box of 12 of them. That was so nice.
What was nicer is you're the one who's been touting the magic of the Boom Chicka Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And you offered your box up to both me. Well, Jasmine, I could see you doing, but to me.
Well, I wanted everybody to.
But you don't. I mean, you didn't have to. That
no,
was specifically.
But I wanted you,
you
guys.
You never shared.
Nah, I'm older and wiser. Older
You're
anyway.
Just older.
I'm older. I'm not a wiser.
But I want to. I want to taste it. I left it in the.
It's so. Do you want me to run and get it?
I'll get it.
Jasmine will get it. Or right. I can get it during the commercial. But right. Yes, there was a 12 pack. That's what was sent.
They sent me 12. Yeah, they sent 12 bags.
I just took one because I just wanted to try it.
But with a note that was very kind, you know, saying, yes, I enjoy it too. And here, this is for you. But
no name.
And yeah.
Did you look on the box? There's no return address?
No, it came through Amazon. And the box just has the logo of Angie's. Treats or whatever it's called.
But Amazon, there could be a note in there telling you who it came from.
I went all to the box. I didn't see any. There must be a way to trace it. I don't know what it is. But if you're the person who did this, thank you so much. That you didn't have to do that, but it will certainly be enjoyed and appreciated. Thank you very much. And you haven't tried any of it yet.
No, that's why I'll just take my one bag that I took and I'll try it.
You can have more.
No, I think this is really kind of your baby. Like if I was talking about... a diamond necklace, and someone sent me a diamond necklace.
I wouldn't share it
with you.
Just
no,
one
you
day
wear
a week.
It.
I can't wear it on Wednesday. Come on, you can have it 6 days out of the week. I want to look nice one day a week.
No, this is your baby. Although I do just want to try one.
It's really good. Now, over the weekend, I got the peanut butter and chocolate one.
You found
only
it?
Available in one store in all of Chicagoland, and it's good,
not
but it's not
good.
As good as the kettle corn.
Right.
And also, my opinion is tainted because there's this candy and nut store in Morris, Illinois, near where my wife grew up, and they do this peanut butter chocolate drizzle popcorn, and it's fresh. Like, when you get it there, it's freshly made, so it's still kind of hot,
yeah,
and it's really, really, really good.
I like the purple bag, if I may just say.
The color that Angie's chose for this particular snack.
Yeah, and I'm not sharing with you because I only get one bag.
That's fine. That belongs to you. I just
Ooh,
want you to...
Oh, the smell of it wafted off.
Isn't that good? You've only smelled... Wait till you taste it. All right. Piece going in. Piece getting... Oh, wow. What do you think? No one can eat just one. Don't use that, Angie. Somebody else has already taken that phrase. What do you think? That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
And there's just the right blend. Now, keep in mind, as I've mentioned, I'm no friend of salts. I do not like salt.
I love salt. It's not salty enough for me.
It's not salty enough? Really?
But I'm not, you know, for this, I'm not going for the salt.
But they have somehow found the perfect formula of salt to sugar to popcorn. There's a ratio that you really have to get right for it to be successful, and they have nailed it. There's just the right amount of salt to sugar to popcorn.
I have to see how many calories are in it.
It's 70 per serving, I think, right?
No.
Yeah, it says it on the bag somewhere.
140 per serving.
Look at the front of the bag. Isn't the number 70 on there?
70 calories per cup.
Yeah.
A serving is 2 cups.
It's 2 cups.
See how they get you, though? See what I mean?
Why don't they say it's 35 calories per serving and a serving is a half a cup?
Well, they could.
They could make, yeah, they
so
can manipulate
that. So you have to read
that.
The back, yeah. You have to look at the back.
Because a serving to me is a bag of that. I could eat a bag of it, which is 280 calories, right? 70
yes,
times four.
A little more, because there are about 2.5 servings in this bag.
But you can't even, like, it's so good that you don't even want to think about that part of it.
you know? The empty bag?
Yeah. As I'm down to just one kernel at the bottom of the bag, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to finish the whole bag. Just put the bag back.
Let Are you jealous else I'm back. Eating it and you're not?
No, because I'm going to have some later. I'm pacing myself.
I've never really, I guess, had kettle corn. There was one other time I had it.
You've never had it until today? It's so good.
My friend Lisa was working on some show in L.A., and I went with her for the day. Oh, when she was working on Last Man Standing. She's not anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how the whole crew is not 300 pounds, because all they do is, like, in the morning, there's this giant spread for breakfast.
Craft service table.
Then for lunch, I'm not saying, like, you could get just a turkey sandwich on wheat, or you could get chop suey.
Right.
Or, I mean,
everything.
I mean, yes.
I know.
And then in the afternoon, one time they had an ice cream cart that came so you could get fresh ice cream. And one day they had a kettle corn cart.
Oh.
And the guy was making kettle corn right there.
Making
and it was
it fresh?
Hot. Oh. It was pretty. That was the only time. That was the first time I had it. This is, other than it's not hot, is pretty tasty.
It's really good.
Really good.
You could microwave it.
It might pop some more.
No. Once it's popped, it's popped.
It
wouldn't
burn.
Pop a second time.
It could
time.
Burn.
I don't know. It's worth trying.
A people.
Do it here, so if it burns, it's just here. It's not in your home.
Oh, do it here, Will. Why, everybody's going to smell like burnt popcorn, which is the worst smell in the world. No, fish in a microwave is worse.
I can think of a few that are worse.
It's really good,
though. Did you ever go to one of those places? They always have these at Christmas time, like at Oak Brook, they have this. So it's a nut confectioner who is making the nuts there in the booth. So it's cold outside.
Like the cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, is that good? You can't
see, like, a little squirrel looking, a bushy-tailed squirrel looking for another nut.
So usually, like, one bag would be plenty for me, but
do we have to get an additional bag?
Well, they price structure it so that it's cheaper if you get two, and even cheaper if you get three or five.
And the portion's not
too
really
small.
That big.
But usually, under normal circumstances, I could just have that little bag. And I'm not even a nut guy. I don't even really eat nuts with any regularity. I like cashew chicken. I like cashews on the chicken. But I wouldn't just go for a bag of nuts. But that when they're hot and fresh like that with the cinnamon on there.
See, I do not like nuts in my food. So
never?
Tell that guy from who delivered the salsa that I don't want any.
Oh, that's not nice.
I know. But I don't like Kung Pao has peanut. I do not like nuts in my food.
Oh, that's the only time I like it.
But I'll eat plain nuts all day long.
Isn't that something? I'm just the opposite.
That's what makes us yin and yang, Bill.
A lot of Asian
Donnie
places. That's the thing, is they'll put cashews or something, or nuts and something, or walnuts and walnut shrimp.
No, it's not supposed to be in there.
You don't like it in there. I think it adds like a nice texture to whatever else is in there. You get that.
Nuts are not supposed to be warm. Unless they're in that cinnamon sleeve.
Yeah, then it's good, right?
But, like, I'll eat nuts on a salad.
Yeah.
I love
good
that.
In there too.
With craisins and blue cheese and stuff like that.
That's all right.
A warm peanut, not supposed to happen.
No?
A warm walnut is un-American.
Oh, have you ever had walnut shrimp in a reputable Chinese restaurant?
You mean not at Panda Express?
Panda Express doesn't have walnut shrimp. They have a couple of other variations on shrimp, but they don't have walnut shrimp, despite my letter-writing campaign. Oh, you again. Yes, me again. Do you have walnut shrimp or not? Try the orange chicken. I know the orange chicken. I get it.
What's their shrimp dish that you always get there? It's walnut shrimp.
No, it's like a... No.
It is.
It's walnut shrimp.
Because my kids now eat it because of you.
No, it's like a... It's not walnut. Is it? I don't think it is.
I could swear it is.
Do you want...
I'm looking right now because you're the one who... come on.
Is it walnut shrimp?
It is. Honey walnut shrimp.
Honey walnut shrimp? It is, I guess. Huh. I don't even say it by name. I just point at it. I want some of this and some of this.
Like a little
There's
kid
no
at
orange
the counter.
Chicken.
Can I have that?
That, please.
And some of that?
Yep.
Can you go to Panda Express without getting the orange chicken? Because I can't.
They want you to have it.
I can't. It's very hard for me to pass that up.
They make a big deal. Like, if you don't get it, they look cross at you. Like, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? You come in here?
You know why I don't like popcorn?
What was that? What? Oh, no.
Because the little...
Oh, no.
The husks get caught.
Oh, no. Don't look behind you, but an elk has come to the window. That was a noise I didn't think a human could make. Oh, there it goes again.
It's just stuck. I mean, the little corn husks.
Wow.
It's good, but...
If you were a cobra, I would expect that from you. I did not expect it from a human.
That's why I don't eat popcorn.
You should just stand by the display, by the Andrews display in a grocery store, and just keep making that noise. That would be good for sales.
Yes, it would not. Yes, it's honey walnut shrimp.
It is? I can't believe it.
Because you've also had Beijing beef. I've seen you eat it.
Yeah, I have the Beijing beef.
Sweet fire chicken breast.
Yeah. All good.
Wok fried shrimp. That looks new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's walnuts. There. I thought so. Honey walnut.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break.
And can we talk naps? Because I have the art of the proper nap.
We will talk about... Right. Will you make that noise again? I like that.
No, I'm done. But you're honestly, that's why I don't eat popcorn. It just
gets stuck in your throat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe my throat is too small.
You need...
Delicate.
I bet that's what it is.
I have
a
delicate.
I'm positive that's what it is. All right, Ryan Burrell will be by, unless he was listening to the first 30 minutes, and then he won't. Either way, more show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
You're friends with the antique lady, aren't you?
We're very close, yes. Why do you ask?
I used to listen because I just heard a commercial, and I used to listen to you when you worked overnights, and I would... hear her commercial.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady.
No, he's a very nice man. Ryan Burrell.
Yes. Thank you. The nicest. Ryan, congratulations on doing the big stair climb over the weekend.
Well, thank you. I completed it. It's done.
You look, there's a glow about you.
Oh, thank you. We'll see what I'm doing tomorrow when all of a sudden my calves are hurting and my.
Was there some, when the climb was over, did you feel it or the next, today's the next day.
So. No, I felt fine. I mean,
he thinks he's going to feel it tomorrow. You get older, Ryan, you feel things. Later.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Because I walked off that ready to go another round, and you know.
You did all four towers?
I did all four towers.
Good for you.
And I was very nervous because as soon as I walked up, there were four ambulances sitting out in front.
One for each tower.
We're here just in case. Oh, no.
But no, that's what you wanted to hear.
That should make you feel better.
The just in case part is the best part of that.
They weren't
attending to somebody.
How about those firefighters? So those firefighters go up in their full gear.
Yeah. I don't get
tanks
that.
On. I mean, that's their training. That's what they do. But man, I was watching them lug that stuff around. I couldn't even imagine walking through the lobby with that, let alone going up 48, 50 stories with all that gear on.
Who out of the WGN family was the gamiest?
God. Oh, boy.
Name names.
No.
Who just did not lend themselves well to sweating?
I don't know. We all kind of were with our own group. So I kind of gravitated. I was with Bennett and Pete Zimmerman and his wife were kind of in the same. I have to tell you, Ben Bradley, I saw him initially and then he kind of faded. So I don't know what the story was
you
with
think
Ben Bradley.
He just
Bradley
did half a tower and
he said, you know what?
He had to cover
this
story.
Just in. I have better things to do. Yeah, exactly.
His fake pager went off. Oh, I got to cover. Lourdes, come with me.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think Lourdes finished either.
You know who's very good at this? I will name two names.
Okay.
Mary Vandeville is so good at this.
Yes.
You can't believe. And Pete McMurray is very good at this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Dave Ennett, of course.
He's solid. He's
Did
in great
Pete
shape.
Did Pete go? Because he was too busy losing his dance competition on Friday. And I watched. He looked great.
Did you watch? Was he James Bond?
Oh, well, he danced to the music of James Bond.
But he wasn't dressed like James Bond and doing like James Bondy moves, like pretending he had a gun and backing into a situation and stuff.
I just saw a clip of him dancing and it looked pretty good and I was sad that he didn't win.
Hmm. Oh, me too.
Although he said he practiced and practiced and practiced and then when he got out, when they were introducing people, he tripped over his shoelaces. Not while dancing.
Oh, okay. During the prelude?
Yeah, like a, you know, hey, here's Pete McMurray and he came running out and tripped over
his shoelaces. La, 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 la.
then you can't win. Once you do that, you're done.
Yeah, but it looked like he did a good job. He said he practiced so hard that it was too loose when he got there. Like he should have. I was listening to him yesterday with Jane, and he was explaining that he got too comfortable.
What place did he come in?
That I don't remember.
No. Who won? Do we know?
Mm-mm. I know
it's always Cheryl Scott, right? I mean,
no,
she always wins.
It was.
I don't
who
know.
Was who it? It was a lady from Channel 2, I believe.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
A lady?
A lady. La, 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 la.
Thank you for that. All right. Are you going to stick around? Can you stick around?
Yeah, stay here, that. Ryan.
Yeah, Don's got the newsroom. He's got it taken care of.
Kleppen's in charge.
Sure. Stepping with Kleppen.
Yep.
Is that another podcast that was airing for a while?
That's his. He has a series of workout videos called Steppin' with Kleppen. He took the Jane Fonda model and he just ran with it, and they've been very successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it? Kleppen's Cajun Corner?
Yeah, he had that on the podcast for a while. Poorly attended, I'm sad to say.
Didn't get the streams he
wanted?
No, okay.
Did not get the streams.
Ryan, are you a napper?
I'd like to be a better napper, but no. I mean, on the
really?
Weekends, I'll try to get one in on the weekends, yeah.
I nap every day.
Mm.
I really
Same
do.
Same time every day?
Usually it's in the 4 o'clock range.
Okay.
But I know, well, your kids aren't that little anymore.
No, no. Mm-mm. That's what makes it difficult.
Can't blame them. That's what I loved about having kids when I was pregnant. Oh, I have an excuse for a lot of things now for the
sure.
next 20 years. All right. Some people nap. Some people don't.
And today is national or international?
It's national nap day. And they only did that because we switched our clocks. We fell forward. No.
Oh, so
spring ahead,
fall back. National sleep week. It's sleep month, though, isn't it? I think so.
Could be.
I'm pretty sure I have apnea.
Do you? Why do you think
because
that?
Because I must wake up 100 times a night.
Do you really?
That's another reason why I need a nap.
Sleep Awareness Week, by the way.
Oh, all just right. a week.
Sleep Awareness
Well,
week.
They did a study, and they're telling you, this one doctor, he's from Advocate Trinity Hospital here in Chicago, I advise a short nap of 10 or 20 minutes to improve alertness.
That's not enough.
That is a waste of
that's
damn
near
time.
Enough.
Well, you got to do it. I don't think you've got enough time to slip into REM sleep, right? Because you're trying to restart your brain waves.
That is true. Like you reboot a computer, that's what you're trying to do. If you can take this time for yourself, ideally in a comfortable, somewhat dark and quiet area, it can really help you get through the rest of the day, be more safe, and increase your productivity.
I have to be honest. If I take a nap that small,
it's not worth it.
It works against me.
Yeah, I agree.
Then you wake me up, and I'm groggy, and I want to go back to sleep.
You wake me up?
Hey, but people who do it and can get into that cycle, I mean, it's amazing. I've heard stories about people who every day take a 20-minute nap, and they wake up, and boom, they're refreshed. And it never takes them longer than 20 minutes.
Well, you know the story about Orion, our own Orion.
No, uh-uh.
He sleeps for 5 minutes. He just, like, at his desk, he just puts his head down. He'll take a 5-minute nap, and he talks about how wakes up refreshed and ready to go after a 5-minute nap. No, I could never do that for 5 minutes.
I would never wake up. There's no way I would wake up in 5 minutes. If you take a longer nap, usually 30 minutes or more, you run the risk of sleep inertia, which is the feeling of grogginess and disorientation that happens if your quick doze takes you to a deep sleep.
Inertia, inertia, inertia.
I disagree with that because when you worked overnights, I know when I worked mornings, I slept in shifts.
Yes.
I slept for 4 hours at night,
which
and then
really
I would take
does a
four.
Number on your body,
oh,
doesn't
I
it?
Know.
Oh, yeah.
But 4 hours at night, and then I took a 4-hour nap. And honestly, the nap during the afternoon was way better sleep.
Sure.
Because no one was home. I wasn't worrying about getting up.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem of falling asleep is like, oh, I got to wake up. I hope my alarm goes off. It's just a lot of anxiety. So I think if you can get a deep sleep, I mean, 30 minutes, I take like an hour to 2 hour nap.
Well, here's the thing, though. It sounds from every encounter I've had with you on this discussion, it seems like you're sleep deprived anyways. Am I correct? You're only getting about 6 hours
of
sleep?
Yeah, I sleep 6 hours a night.
Yeah, I mean, if you were getting 8 hours at night, a 20-minute nap would probably be just fine.
I used to get 8 hours.
Did you? I don't think I've ever slept 8 hours in my life.
You don't
life.
Need it. I said you're a bushy little squirrel,
I'm a
always
bushy little
out
squirrel.
Looking for. He comes home, and I'm not making fun. Okay, I'm kind of making fun. I'm making fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home and leaves his shoes on in his house all night, which is weird to me.
But that's all I wear.
Don't you find
Jasmine is like, oh,
just
no.
Just the first thing when you come home, don't you? And I don't do it for safety reasons. I have people who are like, take your shoes off. Don't walk in our house with your shoes on because you bring the bacteria.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not because of that. It's just I can't wait to get my shoes off when I get home. And I have comfortable shoes.
I just like them on.
And so I asked. I said he doesn't seem the type to take a nap.
Salt and dirt and stuff on him. I mean,
there's some salt and some dirt that
he mixes it into his kettle corn.
Right, makes for a better flavored kettle corn.
But and then I said, "Do you ever nap? Because I don't see him much as a napper.
Oh, yeah. You just rest your eyes.
That's the He goes up to his bed and takes a nap.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Never on the couch or in a recliner.
Said no one ever other than you.
That's not a good napping place.
The couch is the best place.
But then
to
what
nap.
What if somebody has friends over? What if my daughters bring friends over?
So what?
Who's like that guy sleeping on your couch? I don't know who that is. He was here when we moved in.
What? Like no kids have ever seen their parents sleeping on a couch?
It just looks lazy. You know,
there's something to be said about a weekend nap, though, because, you know, I mean, you start watching a baseball game.
Or bowling. It's like that's why bowling was made.
Yeah. The third inning, you fall asleep, you wake up, it's the seventh inning, and it's like, wow, what, the Cubs and the White Sox are winning. Wow, I missed right. What happened?
But when I sleep upstairs in the bed, like, well, all right, so let's say it's the middle of the afternoon and I want to take a nap. If I go upstairs, I have two options. I can turn on the white noise machine with a myriad of sound effects.
Yeah, I should get one of those.
And then
again.
There's also, we have a vaporizer in our room that makes this great, like, I'll try to duplicate it. It's like, it's so peaceful. So I have that on
sounds
one
like
side.
A tornado.
I have the ocean spray on the other side. I don't mean the sound. I mean, I have little cranberry juice, little cup of cranberry juice. It's optimal. It's perfect. I could sleep for 3 hours if I wanted
to. So can you sleep without those things? Like if I put you in a tent right now out in the middle of a field,
I would eventually fall asleep, but there's something about those noises.
You'd never fall asleep. I can't imagine.
It would take me a lot longer.
Like days.
It would take a long time. But with the noises, like now when I travel, I bring one with me.
How big is your crib?
A white noise machine. That's hurtful. It's a standard size crib.
Don't you have a little vision of a little bit of left crib? It's a white noise machine.
It's me in there with a wee willy winky cap and just shoes. Everybody keep it down. Papa Winky's trying to sleep.
Oh, you are just giving me a very funny picture.
Yeah.
Well, so you're not supposed to 10 to 20 minutes, and I just think that's a load of hooey. If you take a longer nap, it makes you groggy. For many people, napping, especially too close to bedtime, may hamper their ability to fall asleep or stay asleep overnight. Try not to nap within 4 to 6 hours of bedtime. I always nap within 4 to 6 hours of bedtime.
When else would you nap? That doesn't make sense.
When would you?
You've got some real problems with their theories, I've noticed.
Yes. Well, this is Dr. Olsagugan Apata, a pulmonologist, critical care physician, and sleep specialist with Advocate Trinity Hospital in Chicago.
We called him to be on, Ryan, but guess what? Sound asleep.
Yep. Nap time.
Well, we can call him in 10 minutes. He'll be up.
Yep.
Nap will not make up for a regular lack of sleep, says Dr. Apata, which you can't. They say you try and catch up. You can't. And I just read that people who do try to catch up on the weekends, like they're sleep deprived during the week, and then they try to catch up on the weekends, have more risk of heart attack, weight issues, because it's like.
So they should not try to catch up on the
weekends? Yes, you can't catch up. You can't. I feel you can, but technically you can't.
It always worked for me. It
really
did. Yeah. Anytime we would do morning shifts somewhere, I would sleep extra on the weekends, and it worked. It's the only way. When we had the girls, when we were working at Q101,
oh,
my wife and
so
I had the
busy.
I was averaging 1.5 to 2 hours of sleep, and that happened for about almost a year, where I never got more than 2 or 2.5 hours of sleep total. But on the weekends, I'd sleep 6 hours, and that's what was keeping me alive.
Wow.
You know?
How did you handle that physically for that year? Were you sick a lot?
No, really wasn't.
You very rarely get sick.
No.
And when
you make people sick.
I make people sick every day, but I don't get sick from it. Right.
But there, I just
But the weekends
this.
Were, that was the saving grace, is I knew during the week, sleep isn't going to happen until Friday into Saturday, you know. And the night shift was even weirder.
That's so impossible to work overnights. Yeah. That I don't know how Nick does it. I don't know how you did it for so long.
Yeah.
That just messes with you.
Sure.
That's really difficult. Can you catch up on sleep? The good news is, like all debt with some work, sleep debt can be repaid, though it won't happen in one extended snooze marathon. Taking an extra hour or two of sleep a night is the way to catch up, and some of your most refreshing sleep occurs during deep sleep. So sure. You're not going to get into deep sleep in this 10 to 20 minute
no.
nap. And I think, I bet a half hour is probably perfect. I'm more like 1 to 2 hours. That's probably too long.
That being said, I bet you just taking that 10 to 20 minutes and not doing anything is probably helpful than, you know, just like continually working
yes.
or continually doing what it is that you're doing.
Have you ever had to do something at night? I mean, you're super busy working with here and ABC and everything that sometimes you just have like a half hour in between things and you're like, I'm just going to lay and relax for a minute. And I almost like pretend I'm asleep mm. for like 10 minutes.
Sure.
I just, it's just.
You close your eyes during
I close my eyes. I go, oh, I'm sleeping. Oh, I'm sleeping right now. And even though I don't completely fall asleep, I do feel refreshed
sure.
when I. Because I just some quiet time with no phone, no noise, no light if possible. You really can kind of restart your engines
yeah,
a little bit.
I have to
bit.
Do that quite a bit when I'm traveling for ABC. It's like, you know, it's nonstop with the story updates, late nights, filing
sure.
stories, being up early in the morning to do two-ways. And just, you know, it's trying to find those moments. Usually I'm in a car when I'm doing it, but, you know, you got
no.
to... You know, try to recharge.
Oh.
Sleep is important, so you need to make it a priority. Without it, your brain will not function properly, and you're putting your health in jeopardy. Worst thing is driving home and, like, falling asleep. Like, you feel
head
you're
nod,
doing everything
bob.
You can to stay awake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've done that then, haven't you?
I haven't fallen asleep, but I've done, you know, I have to roll all the windows down. I crank tunes because it's just that time of day that is just hard for me.
There was the only time I've ever come close. I was in college and I was doing, it was the end of a term and I was doing one nighter or all nighters almost every night to finish term papers. And then I was managing a video store. So I would stay up all night, work on a term paper and then go
Jeez.
Into the video store. And I was driving to Downers Grove and it was through one of the toll booth plazas. And I remember giving them money, but then I don't remember anything until I was like almost a half a mile away. And I'm like, I wonder if I fell asleep for a half a mile. Because I remember handing the money, getting change, and then I was out.
They said that can be even worse than distracted driving.
Yeah.
Sure. The drowsy driving.
Oh,
and that's
horrible.
Why they put a lot of those, you know, the
rumble
the trackers. Well, the trackers now on the truck drivers. They,
yeah.
you know, they can only drive for so long now. They used to push, you know, 12, 14 hour days and
yeah.
they can't do that anymore because their little tracker will tell on them if they
yeah.
do.
Yeah, it's something. And I heard somebody else, I can't remember if it was Steve Cochran or something, but sometimes, like, when it's really sunny out, that makes it hard.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
you're squinting your
eyes.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh.
Some of those snow days when you get the.
Yes,
the,
everything's
bright and just coming at you, yeah.
So be careful out there. And if you feel tired and sleepy during the day, despite getting the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night, which, can I just ask, who gets 7 to 8 hours of sleep?
Smart,
I know
rich
a lot of people
who do very well.
I don't know
themselves.
That anymore. Do you think? Because it's hard.
There's so much research I've read that says the thought that we're just going to be so productive by continually working and doing stuff, it's not right. You need to take breaks. The more productive people are the people who know when to take breaks
yeah.
and to take breaks for a long time.
Right.
And you think you're being productive by working 10 straight hours. You're not.
You're not. So the doctor recommends making an appointment with your physician if you still feel tired despite the fact that you get enough sleep. They may recommend a sleep study to see if you're getting quality sleep. They want to do the sleep study with me, but I don't have time for it.
No?
I know you can sleep during it, but...
You still don't have time.
I'm not going to wear the Darth Vader mask if I have to wear that CPAP, although that would be a turn-on to Jim.
A huge turn-on. Do you have to go in for that, or do they just give you the equipment and you do it at home and give them the results?
I think there are two different things, but yeah, they were going to give me... But I said, it doesn't matter if I have sleep apnea. I'm not wearing that CPAP thing.
Right.
So...
Right.
And I've talked to people, and they're like, that's what I said, too. But
is sleep apnea the one where you stop breathing while you're asleep? Is that what that is?
Yes, but maybe it's because Jim's choking me.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
But with the Darth Vader mask, you could choke him without even touching him.
Yeah,
you
that's
true.
You can use the force.
Yeah.
All right, this brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men, the perfect nap, 10 to 20 minutes, although I don't agree.
Since we were talking about Pete McMurray potentially playing James Bond, either in a dance contest or in the next feature
buddy.
Film.
Hey, buddy.
Double O Buddy.
I'm Double O Buddy. They have come up with a very short list, six deep, of who the next James Bond should be. Shall we vote?
Is Idris Elba going to do
yes,
it?
Yes, he's at the top of the list for who should be the next James Bond. Now, in the past, when his name comes up, people get very upset because they say, oh, but James Bond was white and Idris Elba is not white. To that, I say, too bad. He would be a really good James Bond. He's got a lot of great presence.
He's not been one yet?
No.
Oh, I thought he already was.
No, he's never played James Bond.
I'm done with Bond.
But he... Oh, are you really? Do you not go to see James Bond movies?
I don't. Jim and the boys do. I'm done. I
always wonder if, as sexist as this will sound, James Bond fires up people's... I shouldn't even say people.
Men.
It fires up guys' brains. There's something about James Bond. Every guy wants to be James Bond. So,
yeah, how's that going for you?
I'm not James Bond.
James Bond, a baseball hat.
But I think with women, it's just kind of there, and
yeah,
they'll put up with it.
I don't know.
I'm sure there are some women that, you know, hold on his every word and know every line of every movie. But for the most part, James Bond is a very guy thing. So we take it very, like, whenever we know that there's going to be a switching of the bonds, we take it very seriously. Like, you better cast the right guy. Now, I've mentioned this before. Your current James Bond, I didn't think was the right guy.
Who
until
is it?
I saw him in it.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah. I when they made that decision, I went, oh, this is going to be horrible. This guy should not be James Bond. He doesn't have any of the attributes that James Bond has. And then I went and saw Casino Royale, and I
went,
nope,
liked him.
I was wrong. He was perfect.
Nailed it, huh?
He's really good. So
you don't seem to be into Bond either, huh?
Are you not a fan?
No, I mean,
no?
I don't. No. Mm-hmm. I read some of the books, I think, a while ago.
Did you? But the movies don't do it for you, huh?
I don't really. No? You'd be amazed at how few movies I watch.
Idris Elba is the number one choice, according to this list on at Esquire.com. I mentioned the other names. Listen, just hearing this music, it makes me want to walk sinisterly.
Makes me want to drink.
shaken or stirred?
Number two on the list, Tom Hardy.
He'd be pretty good.
I don't think... Again...
I'm Bane.
That hurt to listen to. Tom Hardy, best known for his work in The Revenant, in Mad Max, Fury Road, in Dunkirk, in Venom, in Peaky Blinders. He's a great actor. I always like him. Bane, as you mentioned.
I gotta look at him. He could do it.
But does he look... Like, when you get an image of James Bond and you see him, the same could be said of Daniel Craig. He doesn't look like your traditional James Bond. He doesn't have the suave going.
He could be suaved up a little bit, though.
Yeah, I guess he could be.
And he's a young Bond. I think Seth Rogen should do it.
He's Baby Gold Bond.
Who? Seth Rogen? Because he looks like Baby Gold Bond.
Yes. Tom Hiddleston. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Loki from the Thor movies. He was also in The Night Manager. He was also Taylor Swift's boyfriend for a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. So he's got a song written about him
so
somewhere?
So she could do the theme song. It could be about how he left her,
sure,
high and dry.
Sure.
You rarely get that in a James Bond
theme song. He looks way older than he's 38. Doesn't he look way older?
He's very thin. I think James Bond should have a little bit more brawn to him.
Okay.
You know? Tom Hiddleston is extremely thin.
I don't see him as a Bond.
None of these guys, well, until I get to this guy, Richard Madden. Richard Madden is in Game of Thrones. That's what he's best known for. But he's got that kind of,
I don't know any of these people,
right? Never heard of him?
I don't think you do either.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good looking.
He's of the ones
he's
I
Scottish.
Mentioned. Yeah, he's Scottish. But so was Sean Connery, right?
I thought Sean was, I don't know. I go through this. I was going to say the best Bond, but
he was the best.
Well,
Bond.
I really enjoyed Roger Moore,
but his take on it was more a little bit more comical. You know,
that might be what I liked about it.
Was that it was more of a sense of humor driven Bond?
Would you say those are the two Bond fights where between Sean Connery and Roger Moore, where people think who are the two best?
It was always that way, but now lately there's
Daniel
new love
Craig?
For Daniel Craig. Yeah.
That amazes me because he looked too tough, like a tough guy Bond when we first saw him.
Daniel Craig is not a pretty boy, you know?
Right.
He's, you know, he's, there. There's
it's
more
funny to hear you say that. He's not a pretty boy.
I guess so. I'm part parakeet.
Who else?
Cillian Murphy.
I don't know any of these people, right?
You and
I
are so... No, I don't. I'm surprised. Are there any Hispanic options in there?
Cheech Marin. He would be interesting.
Cillian Murphy. Oh.
Cillian Murphy is the guy who looks like...
He's Irish.
He is Irish.
Obviously the name.
Yes. He played the Scarecrow in one of the Batman movies. He was in 28 Days Later, the zombie movie.
He was in Peaky Blinders, too, huh?
He's also in that.
He doesn't look like a Bond.
Doesn't do it for you? He's a good actor. I always like him. But again, I don't know that...
Inception, he was in that?
Yeah. And the last guy, I have to admit, is a guy whose name I've heard of, but I'm not familiar with, James Norton. It says he... Nate Norton! He was in Grantchester, which I don't know. He was in McMafia, which I don't know. And the movie An Education, which I do know, but I don't remember him in it.
Hmm.
So what you're saying is Pete McMurray's got a pretty darn good chance.
Pete McMurray, of the names we mentioned,
I know that one.
I think Pete would be the best out of all these.
So far, Pete McMurray.
I mean, Don Kleppen obviously could have a podcast and he could, you know,
yes,
make his campaign. But
yes,
right now, Pete McMurray seems to be
he's
the front
runner.
You got
by
it.
Far, by
you
far.
James and Norton kind of looks like he's a combination of Ryan Seacrest and Daniel Craig,
with some Andy Samberg thrown in. Do you see that at all in him?
Yeah.
His face is very Sandbergian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about him.
No.
I don't even care.
Cross him off
go.
The list. You refuse no matter what.
I don't even care.
If it is Pete McMurray, you still want
I'll go see it if it's McMurray.
Better get us in for free.
Buddy. Hey, buddy.
Right. Thank you for hanging out, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll take a break and then we'll say goodbye. It'll get very tearful in here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
A bushy-tailed little squirrel,
yeah,
trying to get the nuts.
That's right. That's
a compliment.
I take it as a compliment.
All right.
I'm not hiding anything. That's what I am, pretty much. All right, that's it for today's show, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We're thrilled that you did. And then tomorrow, there's going to be another one of these things at about the same exact time. So mark your calendars.
Don't forget to fall ahead again tonight.
Yeah. Another hour. Is it an hour today or an hour and a half?
Hour ahead. 14 minutes.
Yep. Yep. Strange how that works. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.